Blog Talk Radio.
Faith is not hope. Faith versus hope is a crisis in the body of Christ. The paradigm that is warring against faith is hope. Don't get me wrong, hope is not a bad thing. On the contrary, it's a very good thing. However, hope must always run parallel to faith. It should never exceed it or surpass it. Jesus did not die so that we would have hope. The Lord God was never referred to as the author and finisher of our hope. Believers do not receive salvation by hope. They receive salvation by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Today, on Pathways to Truth Radio, faith is not hope. Good morning, good morning, good morning on this Sunday, beautiful Sunday morning in the Carolinas. Welcome to Pathways of Truth Radio. I'm your host, Nick Danger. Joining me on the wheels of steel, Brother Frank Billions. Brother Frank, good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Pathways to Truth Nation. Hey, man, good to hear your voice this morning, Brother Nick, man. I'm excited about our topic this morning. Hey, man, let's do what we do, man.
All right. I've always loved the conversation of faith versus hope, particularly as it relates to the body of Christ and believers versus Christians. There's a certain economics, Brother Frank, that has been assigned to hope by the hope peddlers.
Wrote a book
a few years ago called The Hope Peddlers that talked about how the prosperity gospel has corrupted the influence, integrity, and witness of the institutional church. And by and large, they have created this paradigm where hope has been monetized. I want to say this, that hope has not lost its luster, but the advent of the prosperity gospel has certainly dulled its shine. So today, Brother Frank, I want to talk a little bit about what hope is, contrasted to faith, and then let's take a look at what the future of the body of Christ looks like, contrasted against the institutional church. I want to first define hope, and then Brother Frank, I want to bring you in.
Go right ahead.
So hope is a verb. It's a verb. It's an action word, and it's defined as such by Webster's Dictionary. Hope is to wish for something with expectation of its fulfillment, to have confidence or trust, to look forward with confidence or expectation, to expect and desire. It is a wish or desire accompanied by confident expectation of its fulfillment. One that is a source or reason for hope. In Christianity, it is the theological virtue defined as a desire and search for a future good, difficult but not impossible to attain with God's help. Brother Frank.
Yes, sir. Wow. Man, I've been just meditating on how we're going to kind of get across to people, man, that the majority of the Christians, man, they living in hope.
Yeah.
And the reason why we can say that they're living in hope, because we see their actions. Okay, like for an example, hope is, you have an irresponsible child, and your expectation is if you give him the $1,000 that he want to borrow from you to pay his bills, and you hoping that he's going to do with the money what you said, what he said he was going to do.
Mm.
You have an irresponsible child. You keep him to bail out. And now you still in hope that this guy is going to change and do what he said he's going to do. There's hope. See, faith is you have an irresponsible child, and that irresponsible child, you're able to turn him over to God and allow God to do what he needs to do in the child's life, and you step back and let God handle it. But see, our problem is we try to play God. That's where hope come in there.
Yeah.
Faith is like, I'm willing to let my irresponsible child, my irresponsible son or daughter, just go through his trial. And I stand back and allow it, and I just watch him go through it, man, and allow it to happen. That's where faith comes in. Now, look, I'm talking about Bible-toting, word-toting Christians. They were still walking in hope in their everyday life when Christ Jesus said to us, have faith in God. He just didn't say that just to be saying it. But, Brother Nick, man, so I want to make sure, man, that we just get to the core of the matter, man, in our lives. Why our lives are not fruitful is because we stand in hope, man, instead of faith. We don't even practice faith, bro. We just go with our emotions, man.
Yes.
So, hey, man, let's take our time with this, man. And I just got some stuff, man, that God was showing me, bro, that, you know, We way off course, man, when it comes to walking by faith.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about, I'm going to stay right in where you are and talk a little bit about this here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the other side of the hope equation.
Go ahead.
The hope equation is, the individual has the expectation by doing nothing that there's going to be a miraculous result. See, people in hope, they don't do anything.
No.
It's impossible to be in faith and not be an active participant in your destiny. Faith requires you to move, to be a ambulatory or in constant motion towards a desired goal or objective that has been set forth in God's word. God said, have faith in me. Jesus said, have faith in God. Listen closely. Jesus said, have faith in God. God said, have faith in me. Jesus never said, have faith in me. So Jesus said, never have faith in me.
Wow.
Okay, so watch this. The other side of the equation, where the individual does nothing, but it expects a miraculous result, is the root cause and effect of the power of the enemy over immature Christians. They can put a promise out there.
Yeah.
The promise, okay, watch this. Let's talk specifically how this happened. Okay. The individual has a problem, usually financial, maybe it's health-wise, and they hope that they get better, or they hope that they get the money. Somebody gives them a promise that they can give them the result if they give them the money.
Yeah.
Okay. The person with hope has no vision for their future. Instead of taking the money that they have and applying it to the problem in faith or through faith, they remove faith out of the equation, bring hope into the equation, and give their money to somebody else who receives the benefit of their money that was intended for faith.
Wow.
Lastly, and I'm going to bring you in, Brother Frank. Okay. The plan is simple. The liars have created the unattainable lure of incredible wealth and wrapped it in a promise and sealed it in a pretty box and bow called hope. That's it.
Oh my goodness.
Brother Frank, I can't make it any plainer than that.
Hey, man. As you were laying that out, man, I was thinking about what is our hope? God says that faith is the thing hoped for. Okay, so I had to just meditate on that right there. Faith is my hope. See, the thing that I'm supposed to be hoping for is that I can walk in faith.
Yeah.
Okay. My prayer is, God, help me to walk by faith. So in order to apply these principles to my life, I had to think about the things that I was hoping for. And when I was in hope, what was happening to me mentally and spiritually? And what I found out, Nick, was that the devil needs fear like God needs faith.
Okay. Yes.
So what they're saying, man, is that hope is really fear.
Yes, it is.
Okay. When a person is living in hope, they are living in fear. See, man, I hope I pass that exam. And I'm afraid if I don't pass the exam that I'm going to repeat my class. So I'm afraid when I'm doing this. The things that God is saying is that it's like, why should I be afraid that my girlfriend is going to get pregnant? I can barely take care of myself. So I continue to have, and I keep walking in hope and fear that she don't get pregnant. So I'm protection, and I'm walking in hope, man.
Yeah.
So in order for me to walk by faith, hey man, I got to not have sex with my girlfriend. That's just plain and simple. I'm not my girlfriend get pregnant, we're not having sex. Oh, okay. All right. Faith is simply understanding and believing that God is who we say he is. See, my righteousness, this is what we're going to get into. My righteousness is my evidence of my faith in God. I don't want to go too fast with this. Okay.
You're doing fine.
When you walk in faith, God want to see the evidence of it. So the evidence of walking in faith is righteousness. You walk in righteousness. But we are staying in hope, bro. So it goes back to the beginning of the show, man. It's that expectation that we walking in. Instead of walking in it, walking in truth and walking in righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
So I realize that people walk in hope, and you can see it every day because they're inconsistent. See, my consistency and my daily living for Christ's sake is my evidence of my faith in God. It all boils down to, are we trying to please the Father, man? The hope keep us away.
Oh, yeah.
So, bruh, man, let me just say this. I'm not living in the hope that God is who he say he is anymore. I believe him. Okay. This is how I tested the spirit. I was walking in hope, and I was paying 10% of my earnings to the church, and I would want God to financially bless me or to bless me in my life. I was walking in hope. Hope is me giving my money to somebody else in the hope that God don't bless me.
That's it. I was there. I over a 2-year period back in the mid-2000s, I gave almost somewhere between $15,000 and $20,000 to the church.
Yeah.
2 years. Okay. I thought that I was doing something.
Yeah.
Okay. This is evidence of the Christian mafia, I'm calling them. Brother Frank, there is a Christian mafia out there.
Oh, without a doubt.
And this is the prosperity gospel is Satan's new toy, because he has created a culture of untouchables. These the bishops are the dons. they all of the big muckety muck preachers, celebrity preachers, they're the dons. They're the hierarchy of underbosses, which are the elders and the lieutenants, which are the ministers and deacons, and the capos, which are the ministry leaders and the soldiers, who are the people who've been rescued from some sort of personal tragedy, calamity or financial hardship, that they lock in with loyalty because they paid their bills or bought books for their kids to go to school or something like that. Okay. The soldiers in this Christian mafia, Brother Frank, are the most loyal because they are shielded from the inner circle of the shenanigans that go on in the ministry. So they'll always be loyal to the dime.
Yeah.
Okay. Watch this. I'm going somewhere. So the Christian mafia has created this front, like planning churches that appear to be centered on salvation and the lost. but they're really franchises. It's like Ray Kroc, when he died, communicating to his son, keep building these stores, son, because the folks are going to keep buying hamburger. As long as we have a store, they're going to keep buying hamburgers. Don't ever stop building McDonald's. We all know the result of that. They're in a corner of the planet where you can't go and see the golden arches. What am I saying? This is the conclusion of the matter, Brother Frank. There's a stark contrast in lifestyles between the individual who walks in hope and who walks in faith. You just got finished talking about the person that walks in hope lives in fear.
Yes.
But the person who walks in faith lives in power, strength, love, righteousness, holiness, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I was out of town on business this weekend. I was actually flipping channels in my hotel room looking for the football game on Thursday. And I happened to come across one of these Christian channels, and this guy's name is Manasseh Jordan, whose father is Ebenard Jordan, who's this self-proclaimed master prophet. There is no limit to the depths of human selfishness, Brother Frank. Let me just say that. This cat was on TV hawking or selling replicas of the Ark of the Covenant and said to the people who were listening to him, he's receiving a seed of $1,000 in order to receive this gold-covered, painted Ark of the Covenant that he told them would carry the power of God in their house. Now, he did this without shame, didn't blink, didn't hesitate, didn't stutter. I watched for 17 minutes, and those operators' phones are lighting up like 42nd Street during Christmas time.
Man.
The Ark of the Covenant. Replicas.
He can do that foolishness because our people, man, walk in ignorance.
Yeah.
Our people walk in ignorance, and the ignorance is, man, we have the knowledge here right here in front of us, man, but we ignored it.
Yeah.
And guys like this continue to take away and steal our legacy, you know, our inheritance. Because people, man, they love walking in hope, bro, instead of walking by faith, man.
Mm-hmm.
They much rather believe in a man than believe in what God's word is saying.
That's it. Brother Frank, can I say something? Can I say something?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
This is what I saw during this. It was amazing that the Holy Spirit allowed me to see this craziness the week we're talking about hope versus faith.
Yeah.
The operative word in faith throughout the entire definition is expectation.
Yes.
And expectation is a future event. Listen closely. Hope is rooted and grounded in a future event. The non-readers, if for the people that do not read God's word, the word of God says now faith is.
That's right.
Now faith is. That means faith is right now.
Yes.
In the continuum of time, faith is ever present. Faith is not some far off event. Brother Frank, I'm telling you right now, the evil one knows that there is a profound difference. So keeping those individuals who are walking in hope away from God's word is very easy.
Yeah.
Why is it so easy, you say, Brother Nick? I say it's easy because hope doesn't require you to do anything. And faith, you got to work.
That's it, Nick. That's a soulful thing.
Yeah.
See, lazy folks don't like to work.
Nope.
Man, have you ever seen a lazy person like love to work?
Nope.
Never. Years ago, when I was sitting in the church, I was sitting there saying, I was sitting there meditating on some things, man, and the Holy Spirit was telling me, bro, man, won't you stop being so lazy?
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to stop being so lazy and read the Word for yourself, man? When are you going to study the Word and meditate the Word? It takes work to study God's Word and meditate. It takes work to do that. It doesn't take much work to read God's Word. But to study it, oh, man, you got to get by yourself, man.
Mm-hmm.
And to meditate God's Word, man, you got to get by yourself, man. People don't like to be alone, though, bro.
No, sir.
People don't want to go through the relationship with just them and God. They want to be in corporate relationship with God all the time, man. I don't want to be in relationship with a corporation all the time. I want to be in a personal relationship with you. I am not living in faith that God is who he say he is, bro. Okay. Maybe the people do not know that it's three stages that you have to go through to get to become a believer. Okay, you start off in hope, and then you go in faith, and then you go into believing. So it's three different phases there. So I had to get to the point where I believed it. So if I believe in God and I know who he is, I don't need to now walk in hope. I don't need to now walk in faith that he is, that he is who he say he is. I believe it, man. So I'm just being it now. I got past hope. I got past faith. Now I'm just in the being. So, Nick, why do I need a prophet, apostle, pastor, bishop, evangelist? I don't need that no more. Listen, man, I believe it. Nick, you got to the point where when your son decided to leave the house, man, you had to get to the point where you believed that he would take care of himself.
Yes.
Nick, your son is, I'm what, 30 years old now?
Yep.
Look, man, you believe it. You believe he could take care of himself, man. You don't need to watch over him no more. Okay. Let me stretch some space here. I don't need to ask the Holy Ghost no questions. When are you going to stop asking the Holy Ghost for truth? Okay. If you believe it and you walk in faith, you got to trust yourself. I'm way past hope. I'm way past faith. I'm in the being now. You know how, man, there are folks, Nick, that we done left back in the church years ago still in hope, man.
Wow.
Nick, you way past hope. Okay. The Bible says that this is man's ignorance. The devil wants man to go to church to listen to a carnal man instead of staying home and meditating and hearing a spiritual holy God through the reading, studying, and meditating of his word. So, Nick, what if folks would stay at home and not go to church on Sunday and read and study and meditate God's word for them 2 hours?
Wow.
Okay. I can't even imagine the result we could get if people would stay at home, study God's word, meditate God's word, and be in prayer and in faith with the Holy Spirit, be in union with him and allow him to speak to you for 2 hours. Do that.
That's good.
The Bible says life is cheap, bro. I was meditating that right there. Okay, we're spending the majority of our time trying to listen to somebody else instead of being still and being quiet and listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying. So our days and our lives are passed by because we don't even want to be in a alone place where we can hear what the Holy Spirit is saying and how he's directing us. 100 natural years on earth doesn't even compare to an eternal spiritual life, bro. Big Brother Job said this right here. For we are but of yesterday and know nothing, because our days upon earth are a shadow. The psalmist says this right here. He said that, and they're talking about man's ignorance. So foolish was I, and ignorant I was as a beast of the field before God. Okay, one more thing. Who is or who else in heaven do I have but Jesus? And there is none on earth that I desire besides Christ. That's the teaching of his holy word. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever, man. That's God's word. But we're staying in hope, bruh, and we're allowing the hope peddlers just to... People start going to church at 1. They 70, 80, 90 years old, they still in the same place. And then have God's word in their presence their entire lives, man. It's 80 years that passed now.
Wow.
And they never get to the point where we're talking about right here today.
Nope. Thank goodness. Now, there's the economics of faith. There's two sides, but you're paying twice. You're paying in the natural realm and you're paying in the spiritual realm. There's a cost associated with hope. The price that you never pay, walk in faith. See, the cost of hope in the spiritual realm is the distance that it creates between you and God. There's a void there. There's an abyss. There's a chasm. There's a big, wide gap that can never be closed as long as you stay in hope. No need to pray. No need to do all that stuff, because when you stay in hope, you stand subjective to Satan. That may sound a little harsh. Brother Nick, I'm telling you, not my words, not Brother Frank's words, but the Word of God says this. You know, hope is a thoroughfare. It's like a toll you have to pay to get to faith. How many tolls have you ever gone to in your life, didn't have a proper change, didn't have any money at all, or tried to ride through without paying? Can't do it.
No.
At each stage of your development spiritually, there's a big leap between hope and faith. And there's even a bigger leap between faith and believing. Jesus himself said, only believe. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Didn't you just say that he said have faith in God?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. But he also said that the next stage is only believe. Good God.
There it is.
That's good right there. That's good right there. See, he putting a stamp on it. See, there is a point in your spiritual life where the expectation of Christ is that you duplicate him.
Yes.
Through your witness in the earth. That people see him through the demonstration of your faith, Brother Frank, that the people that God has assigned to you in your ministry, that you tell me, man, I sure hope I can save some money this year. I know that you and me are going to be in a fight, because I slapped the taste out your mouth. I've ever heard you say that. Okay, so you telling me you hoping to save some money? You hoping to take your wife on a trip? Man, I sure hope I can take my wife somewhere. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay. So we know we have this dilemma that we see so many Christians in. So there is good news that you can graduate out of hope into faith. And I want to spend the last, we've talked about some things, but I want to give you some specific, and Brother Frank, I want to give you some specific things you can do. We basically have told you already, but Brother Frank, let's reiterate them. Let's say them again so that people don't miss it.
Yeah.
I want to give a couple, and then you give a couple, and then we go ahead and see where all these Spirit leads us. All right, so hope. Transitioning. Paul said it like this. Okay, Romans chapter 5. The power of the Holy Spirit. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, said he was citing the results of being justified by faith in God through the person of Christ Jesus. And he said that faith in God and not in man will bring us peace. I love this. Faith in God and not in man will bring us peace.
Yes.
I'm saying to you, if you are in hope, you are not in peace.
Oh, my God.
And I know that's to be the case because if you're in hope, you're in fear. You can't be in fear and be in peace. Now, top that. Come on, little brother. Let's see what you got.
you listen, bro.
Oh, wee. That's good right there.
Yeah, that. Peace. Peace is what connects the whole thing.
Yeah.
Getting to that peace is what connects everything. That's the evidence of your faith.
Yeah.
Once you get into peace, that's the evidence. My soul salvation is too important to me, Nick, to put it in the hands of a hope peddler.
Yeah.
Peter said to him, Christ is the shepherd and bishop of my soul.
Yeah.
Why in the world would I trust a man with my soul salvation when I have Christ? Okay. Christ said this right here, that the people are far away from him, they shall perish.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he has destroyed all of them that go away whoring from them, bro, from him. See, most people don't even know. They've been destroyed, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing that can bring you back into the proper relationship is relationship.
Yes.
But one thing I love about this word, though, Nick, and I love about that peace of God is just right here, man. I love the fact that the word corrects me. Okay. See, I can be thinking something one way, and I read the word and realize that how I was thinking, that wasn't the correct way, man. This is how I should be thinking what the word is saying. So I have to stand correctable. Because it's plenty of time we have our own thoughts, and people go around believing that they are right when they as wrong as they can be, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I try matching up your thoughts with the thoughts of the word and see what comes out. Your thoughts are not God's thoughts.
Wow. That's good. You did good. You came back strong.
Yeah.
Okay, now watch this here. Watch this here. Not only that, what faith does is tie you inextricably, meaning no separation, to tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint. The hope he's talking about here is Christ Jesus. He is the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27 says he is the hope of glory. Now, hope does not disappoint. He's not talking about a nebulous hope out there or your hope. He's talking about the hope of Christ Jesus does not disappoint.
Yes.
And here's the proof. Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us by God. That's Romans 5. Romans 5, 3 through 5, and it says that I'm telling you that you know you in faith if you are suffering or if you have suffered tribulation. Jesus said, you will have tribulation because of my name or my name's sake. So if you're not in tribulation, that is not fear. Two different things. You are not in faith. If you have the expectation that you are going to go through your Christian walk without tribulation or suffering, then you are not in faith. Not my words. These are the words of Christ Jesus. Your turn, brother friend.
Yeah, Nick. That's why, Nick, that it is good for me to draw near to God. And see, getting past hope into faith draws me nearer and nearer to believers.
Yes.
So it's drawing me to God. So it is good for me to draw near to God through faith. Because I'm trying to get to the point, the standard is Christ Jesus. The standard is not Moses. The standard is not David. The standard is not Abraham. The standard is not Isaac, Jacob. The standard is Christ Jesus. Listen, he don't want to stop his work until I'm like Christ.
Yes.
So I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all my works. The Bible says that, this right here, about the prophet. It says that we see not our signs. There is no more any prophet. Neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. Nick, the Bible says that there is no more any prophet. Who is this even not guy you're talking about?
Yeah. Yes, Ebron Jordan. No more prophets, brother.
Bruh, because those brothers know that folks are in hope and folks are in fear because hope brings fear.
Mm-hmm.
So, they easily can be deceived and manipulated, man. Hey, man, they far from God. And Christ said that they will perish. Okay. Nick, what perish mean is that you gone. That, look, there's no more evidence of it. It's like the consuming, this is why he used a consuming fire. He used a consuming fire to consume you up, man, to perish you. That means that consuming fire means that you get burned up. There's no more existence. You ain't been in hell for eternity. You've been consumed. You burned up. You don't even exist anymore. There's no thing as you living in hell for eternity. No, you consumed, man. You go.
My goodness.
Oh.
I'm glad to see you're passionate about this subject.
I'm passionate.
As a deacon of the body of Christ.
Yeah.
See, Brother Frank, I want to tell you another thing, and I want to say this to the Pathways of Truth Nation. Another thing that catapults us into the presence of evil. The same trick that the devil has been using since the beginning. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Mm. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life root us, embed us in hope. Well, how else could somebody say to you, Brother Frank, you sit in your house with no heat, no food, you're unemployed, you got your TV on, and somebody says to you, send me $100 to receive a financial blessing. Okay. What goes through a person's head or their mind when they say, I'm sending my last to somebody who I don't even know? With the expectation that God is going to do something for me who I don't even have a relationship with. See, I don't have a relationship with God because I'm sending my money to some man or some woman on TV. They're going to send me some trinket that is made in China. And with the expectation that God has somehow interceded in this thing and that magically, miraculously, my heat's going to come on, my refrigerator's going to be full, and I'm not going to have to move one inch off of this couch.
Oh, my God.
I can't make that picture any plainer than that, Brother Frank. That's the life of the Christian, or more specifically, the Christian non-believer.
Yes, sir.
There are Christian non-believers pathways to truth nation. Y'all have heard us talk about this for the last 3 years.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Okay. Okay. This is the last thing I have, man.
You can wrap it up because I'm done. You can bring it all home.
This is the last thing I have, man. When I ran across this, it was hope was finished with me. I was finished with hope. Okay. The Bible said, my days are swifter than a weaver's shadow and are spent without hope. What means is that your life is now being spent without recovery or a future happiness on earth. Hope takes away your happiness. See, because we're hopeful, it takes away your comfort.
Yes.
How in the world can I have a comforter and I'll allow somebody to take my comfort away? The comforter is comforting me, and I allow somebody to take my comfort, but it won't cast me into hope.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Wow. I trust and believe that for all of the scores of people that listen to our radio show every week, that you will absolutely go back and study and listen to what the Holy Spirit has said to us. And that, again, no self-promotion here. This is all about pointing people to Christ Jesus. That's our only mission here at Mandate Ministry. And so today, faith is not hope. You've heard the distinction. Go back and read and study. Write it down and then go back and check God's word for clarity. and confirmation. I hope you have an awesome week in the Lord. Be sure to study your word, read your word, read it slow. Be strong, believe in yourself, and don't be afraid. Peace and blessings.